the rat race. Now, today's No Sweat News could get you Black Keys tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
Nice.
That show is in late August at the Art Center, and we're hoping that concerts are happening by the time that rolls around.
Crossing the fingers.
Now, Dateline, your bedroom for story number one. Nope. Guess what product is seeing a sales boom as a result of COVID-19, the new strain of coronavirus?
Can I see rubbers?
There's a shortage of condoms out there, but in this case, I'm talking sex toy sales.
That's a lot more devious than I was anticipating.
As a matter of fact, the brand of self-love device that women use, known as Womanizer, has seen a sales boom. Compared to the first quarter of 2019, sales are up 60% in Italy, 40% in France, and 71% in Hong Kong. The numbers are not yet in from the United States.
Wow. The Womanizer flying off the shelves.
So maybe the next product to sell out will be batteries?
Perhaps. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I just put $200 in Womanizer stock.
There it is. Oh, wait a minute. Not batteries. These are rechargeable. So,
woo, even better.
There it is. Dateline Oregon for story number two. A strip club in Portland is having strippers deliver food to people's doors. It's the Lucky Devils Club.
Okay.
And they do have a kitchen. I mean, they have a legit restaurant that just happens to be a strip club, too. So the owner was like, okay, food delivery. Here we go. You know what it's called?
What?
Boober Eats.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Just for the name itself, I would order from there.
There it is. Now, what do they wear? I mean, they are in public on your doorstep. So it's pasties and booty shorts. but they do. Listen, the social distancing is important. So 6 feet away.
6 feet away. Okay.
And no lap dances.
Hell no. But I mean.
And now Dateline the internet for story number three. All right, hoarders. Listen up. Listen to me now. Hear me. You don't need all that goddamn toilet paper. A new website has appeared that can tell you how long your teepee stash will last under quarantine. And guess what? It is a hell of a lot longer than you think.
Good.
The website at facebook.com/959therat is howmuchtoiletpaper.com. You plug in the number of rolls you have in storage or in your attic or shed or garage.
Mm-hmm.
And then how often your home poops.
Okay.
Then the magic of science and math kicks in and they tell you how long you can go without having to buy more.
Oh, I like this.
So, for an exercise, the average giant roll of TP or the average giant package of TP includes 40 rolls.
Yeah.
So, if you have 40 rolls of TP and you go 6 times a day, yes, that's a lot of pooping.
6 times?
I mean,
in White Castle?
If you got
the whole night before while drinking booze?
Family of 4 might go 6 times.
Oh,
possible.
Okay. All right. Family of 4, yeah.
You got 40 rolls of TP, and you go 6 times a day, that stash will last 107 days.
Wow.
So
not so bad.
Enough with the TP hoarding, okay, people?
Just don't hoard in general.
Can we do that?
No hoarding.
Appreciate it. That's right. Today's No Sweat News. Black Keys tickets up for grabs on the No Sweat News quiz.
We're all in this together, okay?
Except in the bathroom. Everybody single file in there, please.
Well, that's true. I want to be alone in there.
And believe me, you don't want to be with me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.